I just got a shot of monkey RNA, I assume. Nice. So, yeah. I mean, I got that coursing through my veins.
It's going to make you think of more apes.
I got that. I mean, I'm feeling like fucking Joe Rogan over here. Did you see that thing that I tweeted, by the way?
No, what was it?
I thought it was a joke, but apparently it's an actual ad for like this product that Joe Rogan endorses. And it's like a fucking, the picture is so funny that I thought it was a joke. It looks like the ghost of Joe Rogan fucking a lion. It's literally like a lion roaring and then Joe Rogan behind him doing like a human roar, but like when people do it, it's crazy and affected and dumb, and you look humiliating for the rest of us. But it's yeah.
Oh my god! Was, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, alpha brain. Yeah, that's
alpha
your rules.
Brain. Does it rule?
No. I mean, it rules in that it's the stupidest thing in the world.
What does it do? Will it give me alpha brain? Will it make me alpha?
No, it's a libertarian ruse, like all that shit is.
Well, then what hope is there for me? I've tried everything, Sam.
Yeah. I think you're going to have beta brain till you die. Sorry about that.
I've killed a deer with my bare hands.
Have you ever killed a deer?
No, but I bet I could. Honestly, sometimes
I just mean with a gun, like hunting. I don't mean with your hands.
Oh, I meant like emotionally I could, not like, oh, but I could take it.
I don't know,
I got
man.
I got some fucking tricks up my sleeve.
We're talking about alphas and beta brains. I don't know. Maybe you're feeling.
Yeah, dude. Deer are fucking stupid.
You can totally trick them into getting shot.
You dress a gun up like a carrot, eventually he's going to try to eat it. And that's when you strike, bro. Alpha brain. Technically, I've got the brain of an ape now.
I love that like Joe Rogan can be on his podcast and just be like, have you guys ever like fucking heard of books? And then like 100,000 dudes will be like, you guys got to check out books. Like they're like, it's a bunch of like writing. Like it's like drawings of letters
it
and
is,
they mean stuff. And you're like,
it is incredible.
Yeah, dumb shit. I heard of books.
But like, hey, listen, at that same merit, it's like, dude, you're using your platform to fucking tell people about books. And that ain't bad. So you go, you tell them about books. Next, you tell them about...
It's so funny that he talks for so long and
music.
It's because he doesn't understand anything. Like he just never comprehends what the guest tells him. It like blows his mind and then he forgets it the second they're done.
He's hashing it out.
It's
hashing it out up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we've angered the king of full contact podcasts, we might as well get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan.
I'm Sam, and I didn't know that part will be on the pod. But, and we've angered my good friend Joe instead of me calling him a giant dumbass.
Do you want to start over?
No, I don't care.
Would you like me to go? Would you like me to go back?
It'd be funny if we had a lot of crossover.
Would you like Danny to go back? Well, we're constantly getting mixed in with UFC Twitter and like all of that shit. So hey, he might hear it. And Joe, if you're listening,
Alpha Brain.
give me an ape brain, dude. Talk
Depending on where we cut this, we're talking about alpha brain, and it's very funny that like you'd be like, I need to get my nutrition information from a comedian who looks like a walking testicle. And
what do you eat, Joe Rogan? Oh, nothing but calf brains and creatine.
Like he's in good shape, but like his brain didn't get bigger. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like he's
I'd try a couple for a week, you know. Let's
try
party.
I'd try some alpha brain if it was recommended by Krang.
Do you the real alpha
<That's>
brain?
My...
Do you want me
man.
To go back or to Krang. Ask Danny to go back and edit all of the Joe Rogan references to be Joe Biden?
listen to Joe Biden's dumbass podcast.
listen, Jack. I got the brain of an ape. Hey, man, my dad could drive a car, man. And here's the deal.
Yeah.
But he almost feels like he's.
I took psilocybin, man. You ever heard of that, man?
Anyway,
Brian Callen, Jack?
We're not fighting Joes. I know Brian Callen, actually. I met him on he's in my agency. He told me, I met him briefly, and he was like, "Well, I'm off to China to shoot a movie. What are you doing, idiot?" And I was like, "Oh no."
Hey, you know why you're better than Brian Callen? You didn't get Me Too'd in the pandemic. So
hey, it's a real right. victory. For being a weird fucking like Typhoid Mary.
Yeah. I don't think you can get Me Too'd for giving people coronavirus, but
I guess it's sort of
too bad.
Like
you can do two bad
real
things.
he coughed on his hand and then grabbed my butt.
I was gonna say he coughed on somebody's ass.
He coughed directly into my ass. Don't ask how it came up.
It was in the green room. We're with Rogan.
It was just everyday run-of-the-mill Subway mishap, and we ended up in the position, and he coughed hard. Anyway,
we're not fighting his shoe.
We're not fighting Joes. We're not fighting
perverts.
Perverts today. We're not fighting virus pervs. we're fighting. Okay, so Godzilla is fighting King Kong in the theaters, right? And yeah. So I figured we would do a very, it's just me and Sam today. Sorry that all your fucking favorites aren't here, you dicks.
We did 100 episodes and now we got rid of guests. That's enough. Oh,
no more. You know what? Actually, I'm sorry for being aggressive. I'd like to invite you back. You're the guest today, listener, but don't talk and
yeah,
only laugh.
Up. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Stop talking.
Unless you tweet at us, we'll probably respond. We're gonna do apes versus lizards today. We're gonna do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight fight, and I would like to specifically kind of dial it in. Like, you can use specific monkeys from pop culture to represent the ape or monkey that you're picking, and mm-hmm. we'll open it to monkeys. I think
lizards, we open it to reptiles.
Sure. Okay. Simians v. reptiles. I love
Simians
it.
Simians v. reptiles. I think that's.
We're gonna.
Also,
I think we do like specific species, like a capuchin versus a cobra.
I think we're gonna. Here's what we're gonna do with that: run up against my total lack of zoological knowledge versus your human zoo book.
Yeah, well, that just means that I can tell you, you ask me what's a monkey, point to something, I'll tell you if it's a monkey or not right now.
And you'll go, who would win in a fight? And I'll go, you tell me. That's what.
Okay, well, for people just tuning in, for any Sam
for
or
start,
Jordan
for
heads.
For people who start podcasts at a weird point.
Technically season two.
Yeah.
Oh,
season
God,
two.
We got 100 episodes 100 in
episode
this season.
Seasons.
Oh, fuck.
What are we...
go on, shoot him.
I was
down.
Gonna say,
come
what
on.
Are we? What are we? Batman the animated series, but then I didn't. My room's gonna turn into your lover, another virgin den. It's gonna be virgin fighting.
Sure. You wish. okay, so for anybody just tuning in, this is how it goes down. We're gonna do three rounds. We're gonna do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. It's video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen. There just has to be a winner. The
old monkeys
craves,
can fight gay lizards.
Absolutely. There just has to be a winner. The island craves order, and there has to be an ape or a simian versus a reptile or a lizard in each round. I'm gonna keep it pretty lizard heavy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm bringing a lot of lizards to this table. Yeah.
I also think, for clarity's sake, mm-hmm. no Kong or Godzilla. They are the overseers.
No Kong or Godzilla. Kong
They're
or
the
Godzilla.
Overseers. Hey, We've listen, also fought you, them a bunch.
If you want to watch Kong versus Godzilla, there's a couple of movies out.
Go to the freaking movies.
That
Get out of the podcast.
Boy, Kramer versus Kramer is a good assimilation of what that would be like. Just Titans. Casino in a lot of ways, I think, embodies.
Wouldn't it be funny if about Godzilla versus Kong was about them getting divorced?
Or like a taut political thriller about their individual paper companies or something.
Yes, 100%. It was like the plot of Gung Ho.
Okay, so what are some lightweight What does a lightweight fight between a reptile and a simian look like? Lizards v. monkeys. If you want, you know, if you want to get outside of that, it's going to be an exhibition round. People are going to come to watch for sure.
Low level. I was thinking maybe in a bit of a 90s mm-hmm. video games off.
Okay.
You could do Gex versus the Rampage Gorilla.
Oh my God, that's huge. And honestly, if anybody could take down the Rampage Gorilla, if any, I mean, like, you put the Geico Gecko in there, he's going to get stomped. Yeah. And he'll have a quip or two, but Gex, I mean, my man was wearing a suit. He was wearing a bow tie. He was kissing lit. Human women.
Was he? Great.
Yeah.
He was voiced by comedian Dana Gould.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah. Gex. So we could do that. We could do some other lights.
Okay. Like, I was thinking, like, do you know what a capuchin is?
No.
It's like your standard movie monkey. Like, Marcel on Friends was a capuchin. Sure.
Yeah.
The monkey from that movie Monkey Trouble.
Sure. Oh,
was a capuchin.
Like, I don't know Monkey Trouble.
Yeah. Okay. That movie that sounds like it's about teaching your monkey about its period. Now, at a certain point, you're going to experience what we call monkey trouble.
It's that time of the month where a bunch of apes can smell you. Oh, no.
An ape will choose you. Once a month, an ape will choose you.
There was a funny run of, like, 90s movies where they're, like, was it, like, what was the motivation behind, like, that monkey who played baseball, Dunstan checks in, monkey trouble. There were, like, a bunch of ape movies.
What the fuck?
They were just like,
name?
They were like, we don't have to pay the ape. I think it was like pure 90s.
I think you do, though. You have to pay the apes. Who's that guy who's always hanging out with the ape? It's Shrink, I guess. Yeah. The ape's agent.
The one who gives him cigarettes. It's you don't caddy? Have to, you have to pay the ape's caddy. You have to pay him as much as you have to pay Matthew Perry or whatever.
All right, fair enough. And I feel like the ape thing comes, like, the ape train comes around every few decades.
Mighty Joe, like, Young is another one of those.
Yeah. Well, what was the one with was it Charlie, or it was, because it was Joey from Friends with a monkey, and that monkey played baseball.
They played baseball. Yeah.
And
what was that called? It's not Charlie. It's like something like that.
It was the
Randy.
The monkey's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shh. I don't know. Ross Perot, that was the monkey's name.
Topical
I remember
movie.
Now.
So good.
I was thinking, like, who would win a fight between, like, a capuchin and an iguana? And the answer is obviously an iguana. Or, no, the answer is obviously a capuchin monkey.
Yeah,
because
an iguana,
it has
slow-moving, soft belly.
Yeah, and monkeys just have that monkey rage. You got a monkey
Jordan,
the
that
size
movie is the movie's called Ed. How did we not get it?
Well, that's why we were Ed. So confused.
Yeah.
Sam's shaking his head like he's just ready to give us both D's. Go home, boys. You've passed. I think that, like, if you get a monkey the size of a cat, that's worth a lizard the size of a dog, you know? Like, you need a lizard twice the size before you're even gonna.
Or you need a fast moving lizard. It's like an iguana. I don't know. An iguana is fast, can be fast, I guess. But, like, if you have like a, is it like a Gila monster? Like something
Gila
that's
monster.
Like Gila monsters, like swerving around. Like
now, Gila
monsters
are actually, kind of slow. They're like, they have venom. They have venom.
Mm.
But it might be a good fight. A Gila monster versus a capuchin monkey. Who would win in a fight? Mm. See, capuchin
is
might grab it.
Our lightweight could be species, and then we could get into famous
monkeys. Now we can do famous monkeys. I don't want you to feel out of your depth here.
No, I mean
Gex,
as we're discussing it, the kind of monkeys versus lizard we've laid out.
Sure. I like Gex, but I don't think that the ape from Rampage is going to be able to stand up to him even for a second. You know, what can he do? Climb and punch. Gex has guns. Gex has platforming skills.
He
Gex has
a
narrative,
jet ski.
For God's sake. Yeah. A jet ski. I think it's got to be somebody else who's like equally like Gex level intelligent.
Who's voicing the Rampage ape? Brian Callen?
Yeah, whatever. Call him out. Suck it.
What about like Diddy Kong?
What about Lesser Kong? Let's whipping up some beeves. Yes. Now I like that. A Lesser Kong. Yes.
A Lesser Kong. Diddy.
Diddy Kong versus Gex.
I think that's fun.
Seems very good to me.
Okay, let's do it. Let's lock it in.
Okay, we're locking it in. Who would win in a fight between Diddy Kong and Gex? Obviously Gex.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy Kong is a little twerp. Sure, he has a plane, which apparently means he has a pilot's license. Sure.
Yeah, that's a child prodigy, Jordan.
He knows how to ride a rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
So delicately that he can open a crate with it and not destroy the contents.
I've got a question for you. I was always under the impression that Diddy Kong was a child because he's like dressed he's dressed like a boy. Mm-mm. He just might be a full grown monkey.
Yeah, he's a full grown monkey. He has a long tail and everything. An adult. I don't even think he's a Kong. I think in the video game logic of the Donkey Kong I think that you start as like a monkey, and then when you grow up, your tail falls off and you become a
gorilla.
Yeah.
Wild. Oh, man. I feel like I just listened to Rogan. My mind's blown.
Yeah, man. You're through the looking glass right now.
So Diddy Kong is an adult. That's what I'm saying is I think that's
Diddy Kong is an adult, advantage. But he's like a lame fucking adult. You know, he's like
an island guy. He just he's not phased. He's doing dangerous things, but nobody can really get him down.
I think he's going to be on the island and being like, did everybody file their taxes? It's like Diddy Kong.
He wears a hat and no pants. That's a fun guy.
That is dressed to the nines for Kong Island. Have you seen what these people are wearing? Donkey Kong, the main one, he's got a tie on if you're lucky. There's Funky Kong, who is so chill. Now, Funky Kong's an island guy. Diddy Kong, I feel, is going to be like, I made oatmeal cookies.
You're making him too nerdy. He flies a craft duster. He's an Indiana Jones type.
I'm not buying it. He's got that hat on. He's not even wearing it backwards. Come on, Diddy. I guess
Gex is a secret agent.
Secret agent at the end of the day. Now, if you're talking about the animals, like would a chimp, some kind of tail chimp, I guess, be able to defeat a gecko? Yeah, it would eat it like a gusher. 100%. It would be pretty nasty, probably.
You'd poop out the little tuxedo.
Exactly, and throw it at a different monkey. But I think in the video game world, I just think Gex takes it. He's just so wry, and like he understands pop culture, and you know, Gex is going to be able to pull some like fucking Return of the Jedi trick that like, because Diddy didn't see it because he's homeschooled. And he's going to be able to take him down, I think. You know, kill him with piano wire or something.
You've got me pretty convinced. I don't think Diddy is this like 80s movie virgin you've made.
Should we?
Diddy Kong fucks, but
Diddy Kong absolutely does not fuck.
Here's my one Diddy argument is who are the bad guys in Donkey Kong Country? Those jacked alligators.
Whoa.
He fights them constantly. He's fighting an adult lizard with a man's body.
Oh my god. Wow, dude.
Right?
He's been training his whole life to fight lizards.
And just my logic, like I think logically, Gex is the worst setting. Gex would be on a mission on the Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, but that means that Gex would be like Gexy Kong or something.
No, I feel like he would be negotiating, like in a James Bond movie, he would like be negotiating the terrain. That would also be part of his challenge, where like Diddy like knows his... Diddy knows it. Diddy is Kurtz. He knows his environment. This is fucking...
Diddy Kong's using like guerrilla warfare, no pun.
Yeah.
And like fucking like horrible tiger traps and shit. And like fucking... He like spikes Gex's water and he hallucinates for 3 days. Well, he fucking shatters, chips away at his psyche.
He hallucinates that he writes for The Simpsons for 6 years.
Boy, I don't know. This is it's tough when it's just us because that we have to agree, you know. Yeah, but I honestly, I think by merit of the training that he has fighting those creeps, those friggin' what would you call them? Cohorts, henchmen of King.
Who are we talking about?
K-Rule.
And the alligator hunks.
Yeah, the alligator hunks. That's what I mean. By merit of spending his whole life fighting alligator hunks, I think Diddy Kong takes it. Ding, ding, ding.
I also think Diddy Kong takes it, yeah.
Diddy Kong takes the lightweight round. I'm sick about it. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really was Gex until I remembered the gator thing.
My guy Gex. He wore those shades.
Jacked hot
fuck
gators.
Out of those shades.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Gex. Get on the loser's bus. Yeah. How does it go down? Does he, I think Gex probably like tries to trick him with bananas and it's hilarious, but little does he know that like bananas only make Diddy Kong stronger.
Yeah. They restore his health.
Yeah. And he like attacks him and strips his lizard flesh off like a skin, like a banana skin.
I also think there's a chance that Gex like feels like he really infiltrated some secret area, and then the camera pans out and it's just in a barrel because he's so tiny, and then Diddy Kong lights the barrel and just shoots him to the moon.
I don't know if he was tiny. Wasn't he like normal human? Because he definitely hangs out with those babes.
He's a human sized lizard. No, I thought he was little.
No, I don't know.
He's human sized. That's real crazy. That's for another time.
Anyway, that's for Fuck Island.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If he's big, right, and I get to Google it.
So middleweight round, who are your middleweight lizards and apes?
Middleweight lizards and apes.
I think like a middleweight reptile for me is one of the Ninja Turtles. Like say you take Raph. Just their heavyweight is a unit, but maybe Raph as himself is a middle.
I think that's a great idea. I would say maybe not Raph, because he is in a lot of iterations kind of the most powerful of the Ninja Turtles. Sure. He's like a hulking monster in the new fucking blockbuster ones.
The Michael Bay ones look cool, by the way. They're bad, but they look dope.
They're
as
very
shit.
Bad.
They're
but
very
if you put them on
looking.
In the backgrounds, every once in a while you walk by and be like, "Hey, Bebop, Rocksteady." Yeah. Cool.
Even the turtles look cool, but then they made them all one dimensional. You know what was cool about the old Turtles movies is that they were all funny. And like Raph had some dimensions, and then Donnie had some dimensions, and then now it's like one is mad all the time, one is smart. And I know you're supposed to do that, but that's why they're fun movies. Anyway, that's my rant that got that's why my girlfriend left me, is that rant.
Right. So kids
she's packing right now, as if you can hear the packing in the background.
Kids don't play Stratego anymore, furthermore.
I'm one of those weird 30-year-old guys who gets mad about Risk.
Turtles never vote anymore. I like that. I would say not Raph. I'm gonna pull Raph. I'm gonna say Leo.
Okay, Leo, standard
and,
turtle,
and that's why, because you made kind of a that's why he's the most middle of the road turtle motherfucker. He brushes his teeth. He doesn't have teeth, you know.
Yeah, he's a leader, but you're like how?
Yeah,
leadership is his quality. It's like everyone else gets something cooler.
Lead. You know what? Yeah. Leonardo, lead something right now.
You know why he's the leader? He's blue. And we just think that's the leader color.
That is the main color.
Yeah. It's the color
it's blue
of leadership.
Or red. Okay. All right. So who do you put up against Leo? Who could possibly, you know? I mean, do we dip into the turtle verse? Are there apes there?
There's a guy named Sergeant Bananas that comes to mind immediately.
Sure. I remember Sergeant Bananas. What a bummer.
He's not a middleweight.
What a bummer that you would be Sergeant Bananas, and then what a fluke that you would, when you turn into a mutant, end up getting mutated with a monkey.
His name was Sergeant Stephen Bananas. Yes,
Sergeant Adrian Horatio Bananas.
And he looks down. He's like, "You're kidding. Like,
you've got to be kidding me. Fucking unbelievable. I'm a monkey." All right. Well. All right. Okay. Jeez. I'm gonna Go on. I'm gonna say for a middleweight scary ape that can fight, I'm gonna say a mandrill. It's not an ape, or is it? Are baboons apes?
Ugh. You know, I don't know.
It's a primate. We're doing primates.
Primates. Simians.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna drop you this in the chat. Follow this Wikipedia link. This is the mandrill. You might know these ones. They make that scary face where they flip their lip back and they're all fang.
Oh yeah. These rule though.
Oh yeah, these two rule.
How about another? Okay, if we're doing cartoon, what about a famous version of this guy, Rafiki?
See, here's the problem. Rafiki is an old man.
Yeah.
He is an old,
barely alive.
An old frail man.
Yeah.
But I would like to see just Leonardo fight an angry mandrill. Mandrill is kind of like a smaller, more fuel efficient, like party gorilla kind of.
I just think it's weird to be like, here, Leonardo, you know how you're a character. Here, fight a loose mandrill.
I think that's great. And honestly, that's what I want to see in the new Turtles movies. Enough of this dismantling, loosely defined ninja crime organizations. Just make them fight a bunch of monkeys. The turtles get trapped in the zoo, and no, the monkeys go crazy.
They hate it. They hate the abomination that is the turtles.
They can't stand them.
They're nature's representatives.
They have to fight their way out. I've got it.
Let's have it.
You can make an argument for this guy being a heavyweight. King Louie.
I like King Louie. I think that's an appropriately difficult task.
Versus Leonardo.
And they both love having entourages. And if solo, they really aren't at their they're similarly disadvantaged,
yes.
I think.
Yes. Great.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm locking it in. Who would win in a fight between Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles
and King Louie?
You say it. There you go. And King Louie from the
it's
Jungle
just us.
Book.
We're trying new formats.
Do the kids
where
know,
I say some the of kid, the sentence?
Do the kids know King Louie, or is this? Are we going to be like, it's like Milton Berle versus Oscar from The Odd Couple?
What were they fighting over?
Oh, who knows? Milton Berle fucked Oscar's mother.
Yeah, Milton Berle's giant dick.
I didn't use the dick on her.
Oh my god,
that's my Milton Berle, I guess.
Yeah, it's very out forthright about his wiener.
Yeah, he is. He loved to talk about it.
He did. He loved it. He loved to pull out some of it, which is a very funny.
Is fact. That true?
Yeah, he would pull. It was so big that he would pull out some of it and be like, "Imagine."
It'd be like, "Here's the middle part."
No, I'm not kidding. That's that's documented.
Upsetting.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you thinking in this fight, Leonardo versus King Louie? I'm imagining like the other turtles are here fighting off monkeys, droves of monkeys.
In my head it's the CGI of both. It's the sure. Michael Bay Leo versus the new Jungle Book, where King Louie is the Christopher Walken giant King Louie.
He's very scary in that.
Yeah, then it's like ninja with a sword versus giant thing, which I think
that's
is a more
very
compelling
cool.
fight.
It wasn't that in my mind, and now it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the other turtles are here fighting his monkey hordes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the movie showdown of Leo versus
yeah.
King Louie. Two leaders of species.
And like, boy, Leonardo he's quick. He's a ninja. Mm-hmm. Above all things, he's a ninja. And like, okay, so tell me what happens when this gigantic King Louie from the newer versions of the
the Christopher Walken one.
The Christopher Walken one I love banan. How does he? So let's say that they're just standing before each other. How does he attack Leonardo?
I mean, he's so big. He just tries to like he tries to crack him like slam a turtle him. And drink him. Yeah.
Just tries to slam his fist, I think, you know, down.
Yeah.
Whang! And yeah. What happens? He tucks into his turtle shell. You're not going to crack him like that.
Tucks into his turtle shell, sticks the sword out. King Louis so clumsy, he just cuts his own hands.
I think even that, even like if King Louis manages to get a hold of him, Leo's going to have some ninja trick up his sleeve.
Yeah.
Like he's going to throw a smoke bomb in his face, or he's going to, you know, throw a grappling hook and nab his pupil with it and be like,
yeah, in the same way
on the pupil.
In the same way, Gex is a secret agent, and that's hard to beat. It's like being a ninja. It's like, how do you fight a ninja in a theoretical cartoon fight? Ninja's the best fighter of cartoons.
That's true. He's also a leader, which is like, you know, if it was anyone else, I would say they have they might kowtow to King Louis's just gravitas.
I wonder
fall
if he
in
could
line.
Yeah, I feel like he could sway Mikey or Raph with partying or some kind of indulgence or something.
Come, but stay with me. We'll have a party with pizza pie.
Yeah.
What do you think Christopher Walken gets on his pizza pie?
Oh my God, I bet it's plain. I mean, not cheese. I mean, sauce crust. Because it's like kind of scary.
But I want the cheese on the side.
Side folded up.
What?
Fold it up.
I'm going to fold the cheese?
Like a manila envelope.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think
King of New York, whatever, man.
I imagine he's a pepperoni green olive guy. You know what I mean?
That feels right. That feels close. What feels like a, I feel like he, like in New York in the 70s, he would eat one piece of pizza a day and that's all he ate. And that feels right.
Yeah. I like red pepper.
Like a skinny guy who's not healthy is what.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Cigarettes, red pepper pizza, and a glass of milk before bed. That's the only liquid I ingest is milk.
So I don't have dreams about Natalie Wood.
And liquor. Okay, so
right.
Honestly, I don't see a way out of this one for King Louis. King Louis is a big, a big dumb villain. Not dumb. King Louis is pretty cunning.
No, yeah, pretty cunning.
But at the end of the day, King Louis thinks that Man's Red Fire will, make him, you know, king. Will make him everything that he
likes.
That's
a great point. He has a lot of misconceptions, and Leo misconceptions. Is fucking. Leo doesn't really have any misconceptions. He understands.
Leo's on
humanity.
The internet. He's keeping up with, honestly, probably Breitbart. Unfortunately,
no, he's going to like an arcade. That's what that's what he's up
with
to.
That weird mask and trench coat on.
Yeah, and they're just like, why is that 8 foot tall 12-year-old hogging Dig Dug?
Yeah, and his mouth's really wet, like he's just sucking saliva through a mask. I think we're both thinking the same thing here.
Yeah,
you know, on three, one, two, three.
Leo.
Leonardo. Yep. Leo takes it. Ding, ding, ding. Middleweight bout.
Reptile
Leo
v.
of the Ninja Turtles would win in a fight between Leo and King Louis, but I think they'd have a pretty sweet song, like when it was going down.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be a cool fight, too. It'd be fun to look at.
It would be like like Ooby-Doo, but with it would
vanilla
be like
ice.
I want to be like you, but with like that that Vanilla Ice beat in the background.
Yeah,
Ooby-Doo, want to be like you, you know.
So embarrassing. That song would be in retrospect. Yeah.
I feel like it's the greatest art I've created in the past 6 months.
Yeah, you do have to release it now on Patreon. The full song.
Go ninja, go ninja, go. Remember?
The coolest, I think my favorite song at a point in my life, which you can't say that about every song.
When I was a kid, so I was growing up in Scotland at the time that the Ninja Turtles movie came out. I was growing up in Scotland at the time that Ninja Turtles happened to everyone.
Yeah.
And so like my dad came over with like 8 action figures for each of us. He was just like, here, it's all of them. And we're like, oh my God, dad's hair. And it was like just legends, you know, like little slips of information would come across the sea. Oh, they're making a Ninja Turtles movie. No, they're not. Yeah. They would never. It's live action. How could they possibly? And then
something to replace your favorite current song. There's not enough haggis for everyone. that was your favorite song at the time.
The Stones in McMurtry Lot is at number one. For 500 years in a row.
That's what's crazy is it counted as rap.
Okay. Heavyweight bout. You know what? I didn't finish my story. I want to finish my story.
Please do.
I finally got to see Ninja Turtles, the movie, on a bootleg version at my cousin in London's house. And it was crazy. It was like, you know, it was like seeing a new color.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine. You had not seen it. You had not seen enough things, and then you saw the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. It's like they've done it. Somehow they've done it. That is, as far as I'm concerned, that is a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle of human achievement.
Look, there he is. I could meet Leo and potentially talk him into fighting King Louis, because I think he would win. Ding, ding, ding. Leo takes it. Heavyweight apes versus lizards. King Kong versus Godzilla level fight. That's what I want. I want that level of a battle. It can't be King Kong. It can't be Godzilla. But I want the fucking man. I want the pillars to shake. You know what I mean?
Do dinosaurs count?
Sure, dinosaurs count.
The T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Absolutely. I would call it more of a saurian, but yeah, let's get it in there.
The listeners can't see. I just broke my wrist from doing the jack off motion. I've shattered my radius.
Dinosaurs turned into birds, and it's a weird gray area. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I'm too old for new what new dinosaurs are.
Science.
I'm too old for science.
Nope, no more things.
Nope, no more stuff.
I'm full. Okay, I do that. Yes, I think Tyrannosaurus is the only person who could fill these shoes.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus Rex literally means terrible lizard king. Lizard king, I think.
T-Rex or Yoshi is my other throw in.
Now, I think Yoshi's not a middleweight is not the problem. Yoshi, right. Yeah. Totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Yoshi's Koopa also a middle.
Now, King Koopa, I would say heavy. Heavy. Honestly, I think King Koopa could easily take the place of T-Rex. And King Koopa on Fight Island is going to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex that can breathe fire with a crown.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And has human bracelets.
I like King Koopa in this spot.
Yeah.
Heavyweight?
I don't want to dip into Nintendo too much if we
conclude other things. That's true.
But
what about the Loch Ness Monster?
Great. I love it.
You love the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah. I'm in.
Who could possibly face the Loch Ness Monster? What ape? Whew. I'm going to have to go famous giant ape facts for kids.
I mean, because it's tough because King Kong is such a good ape.
We might have fought this before. Bigfoot.
Oh, we just have fought Bigfoot a lot. Oh, Bigfoot I got kind versus... of a weird one.
Go on.
Dr. Zaius.
Aha! Okay.
Dr. Zaius with all the technology and armies at his disposal to fight what about a T-Rex.
A step higher than that, even more evil, Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls.
Is he a heavyweight?
It's not a heavyweight, is it?
Not a heavyweight. Dr. Zaius isn't, but Planet of the Apes is a heavyweight idea. And if it is the armies of the ape planet versus a T-Rex, that's like a pretty intense fight. They're apes. Do we have anybody on the phone?
This is tough.
I mean, Caesar from the new Rise of the Planet of the Apes is good. Sure. He's a good character.
He's still not gigantic, is he?
I wish, but he's smart. He can think. I mean, like T-Rex in Jurassic Park fights Wayne Knight. <That's>
not... I wouldn't call that a fight exactly.
Yeah, it's really a fight. He fights that lawyer who's pooping.
Yeah. No, he doesn't either. It's the Dilophosaurus that gets Wayne Knight. Ugh.
Totally.
Heartbreaker. Poor Wayne.
I think we fought these in Famous Apes, but Megilla Gorilla, Grape Ape.
Boy, King Kong's really got that top ape spot.
He really
covered,
does. There's not another. There are other big ass lizards.
What about Gorilla Grodd? Do you know who Grodd is?
I like Gorilla Grodd. Have we fought Grodd recently?
No, you mentioned Grodd a lot. You're a big Grodd head.
I'm sort of a Grodd head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's cool that they were like, it's not enough that he is an ape. He has brain powers. Like, yeah, he's a gorilla that will fuck you up. But what if a gorilla that would fuck you up can also, like, he's Professor X and he can make your brain explode? He doesn't even need to use his ape shit.
Gorilla Grodd is also, like, low-key the nastiest villain of them all. Yeah. Gorilla Grodd is constantly, like, dropping Batman into alternate dimensions and shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's hard to fight the Flash because, like, you can't catch him. So how do you catch him? With his brain.
Yeah. All right. I like it. I'm locking it in.
Gorilla Grodd versus the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Who would win a fight between Gorilla Grodd and King Koopa?
Nice. Okay. I'm into that. Yeah, they're both sorry like lords.
We're dipping into the Nintendos, but, you know, the Nintendos has the good ones.
Yeah, no, I think they're both like they're both monarchs on some level.
Yeah, they're monarchs. Yeah, Grodd is like the king of Ape Island or something.
Yeah, yeah, he's got ape subjects.
Gorilla Grodd facts for kids. Okay.
Gorilla Grodd facts for kids.
Number 11. Grodd got his powers from the same place as a major Green Lantern villain.
Hmm. Green.
Who cares?
Green gorilla.
Green, no.
Greenzo, the gorilla.
Number 10, his origin was changed to the disciple of an alien visitor. Okay, so he was turned smart by an alien.
It's one where they couldn't decide on the thing that made him.
Alien would lead the gorillas to build a city for themselves, spending a decade being ruled as something of a god king by the apes.
Man, speaking of DC Comics, your quick tangent. I watched the Snyder Cut last night.
Okay.
Because I figure once quarantine's over, I'm never going to commit 4 hours to a movie I've kind of already seen.
Yes.
How just out of ideas were they that they had, like, DC and Marvel were both like, we need to have a Thanos. We need to have a spaceman who's gray and loves world domination. It's like all of Justice League, you're just like, yeah, that's what Thanos is. I don't know who thought of it first. But the whole time I'm just like, this is just there's cubes. This is just the plot to the Avengers movie. It's insane that they were like, that's like, I get like that. There's a lot of stuff going on and like, there's a reason the Snyder Cut exists, but it's so weird that they, but I mean, that much shit, but like the comics ape that much shit.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's what DC and Marvel have been doing forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're Burger King and McDonald's. Like, they're not that dissimilar.
Like, oh, you made a Batman. This is our new character, Matt Ban. Fuck.
Yeah. But it was that they were just like, we need a fucking space guy. And they're like, what's your space guy like? It's exactly like the other space guy.
It's just a little better than the other guys.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so he comes from Gorilla City. Just so we're clear, the alien whose technology imbued Grodd and his fellow apes with super intelligence didn't direct them to build a home out of stone hovels or straw huts, but a civilization worthy of their advanced evolution. Before long, the apes showed that they were far, far smarter than humans, building a veritable city of the future under a protective aura that kept man from sticking his nose into their business. He's from an invisible city. Once that aura dropped, that changed forever, but the city's relationship with the outside world has changed over the years. Blah, blah, blah. There's a good gorilla who leads it sometimes. His name is Solovar. But most of the time, Grodd is leading it, and he's a son of a bitch.
He's just got mandrills at the ready. Mandrills are the cops of Gorilla Grodd.
Absolutely.
Bullshit.
He has the powers of telepathy, mind control, and psychic blasts.
Yeah. If you were getting into this podcast to know about Gorilla Grodd, congratulations. We got you.
he became a villain of the Flash by accident.
Like, they were both in line at the bank.
The intelligent ape may seem a poor opponent for the Flash since his powers have nothing to do with speed. But in the world of comic books, things don't need to make total sense. Boy, somebody's really needing
this. Is really
hitting
kids
a word count on this one. So claiming that Barry Allen or Wally West's brains function too quickly for Grodd to control is all the explanation needed. Even so, it was chance that led the Grodd and the Flash together in the first place. It started when Solovar, the well-meaning telepathic ruler of Gorilla City, was captured by humans. Since he was trying to keep the existence of his home a secret, he played along, pretending to be a normal ape. When he arrived at the Central City Zoo, Grodd was hot on his heels, eager to learn his powers and force of mind to control the residents of Gorilla City and bend them to his will.
He tried to win Gorilla City back in a foot race, and that's where the Flash comes in.
He stole the power, but the Flash was nearby to hear Solovar's distress call, enabling a friendship that would last for years.
Wild. Man.
Number 6. He has become human multiple times. Number 5. He hates humans so much he's gone back in time to wipe them out. Number 4. He tried to run for president of the United States of America. Number 3. He created Zoom, the second reverse Flash.
He created Zoom, the software, and is sitting pretty
Number
with
2,
his mortgage entirely paid off.
In an alternate future, he took over all of Africa. And the number one Gorilla Grodd fact you need to know was actually that last one, because number one is conclusion, which sucks.
That's a poorly written list. Number one, conclusion. Yeah.
So knowing that, and knowing what we all know about King Koopa, he's the king of the Koopas. He has a bunch of sons and daughters. He loves them all. They have kind of a dysfunctional relationship. He can breathe fire. He flies in a clown ship sometimes. He has kind of a fleet of airships.
He's also like varying in size. Like,
oh, this, yeah.
Like at the end of Super Mario World, he's like he's huge.
Enormous.
And then,
but at the end of Super Mario Brothers,
is he much bigger than Grodd?
At the end of the first Mario Brothers, he's scarcely bigger than Mario himself. I would say three Marios high. I would say that he's about the same size as Grodd.
Yeah.
But Grodd has mind powers, is the problem.
It's hard not to say Grodd in a walk, but here's one quick, I guess a point for Koopa would be, his kids are very loyal to him. Mm-hmm. Grodd maybe doesn't have loyal followers. There's some kind of split in Gorilla City about who should be in charge.
Yeah.
Where like there's no King Koopa is clearly the domain champion. His stupid That's kids true. With the glasses are like, he's great.
That's true. Gorilla Grodd is kind of a once and future king. You know, he wants to be king, but he's a pretender because of his powers. Now, the problem is, I don't think that necessarily makes King Koopa any more of a lock for this fight. I'm worried about, you know, what's to stop Grodd from just seizing King Koopa's brain.
Yeah, that's why like T-Rex is actually a hard opponent for Grodd, because it's got a little pea brain.
That's true. And here's the thing, Koopa isn't necessarily smart.
Yeah, does it help that he's stupid? And then I don't know.
I think that just makes it easier to wipe his brain and be like, guess what? What does Grodd sound like? Guess what, old bean?
You think he's like that?
I'm a British gorilla. Yes. Gorilla Grodd. I'm drinking tea and eating Jaffa cakes. And then I'll be right over to beat up King Koopa.
He was that British version of Ninja Turtles you got. That's what they all
said. The Hero Turtles, man.
Teenage Hero Turtles.
We weren't ready for ninjas. Can you imagine? I've said it before, but if the Scots got a hold of ninjas,
good lord,
of ninjutsu, give me a break.
There wouldn't be an Englishman left.
There'd be no world left to save.
The monarchy would be gone.
Scots ninjas broke into the castle last night. Frankly, we think they're still in there.
The queen's been ninja starred into oblivion, so
the queen's been
really
nicked.
Not great. She's been halved.
She's been halved by shurikens.
They chop through her like a piece of wood.
Chop through her like a hot knife through a flake. like a hot knife through a white pudding from the chippy. White pudding.
I could talk about Scottish ninjas. I could talk about Scottish ninjas for 60 minutes.
Truly. I drew a really cool Scottish space pirate today that I'm very excited about. I decided halfway through, I was like, this motherfucker gets a kilt, and it worked. It changed everything.
Post that. You got to post that on the Instagram. That's worth it. That's worth it a lot.
It'll go up there. I got to say, I think, I almost feel like King Koopa's crown has some kind of like fucking Magneto style.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's magic. I know that somebody stole King Koopa's crown one time and they were able to take over. I think it was Iggy Koopa, and he had like powers and shit because of it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it has some degree of psionic protection if we're willing to go deep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to protect him entirely. Honestly, this is tough because I think this is a pretty big, a pretty well matched fight. I think if you take away, if you stripped both of these combatants of their powers, let's say naked in a pit, power dampeners on, no fireball for Koopa,
just
no
crownless because they're not wearing pants or shirts.
No powers for Grodd, no mind powers. Who's going to win? That big spiky lizard or that big gorilla?
Damn.
And
I kind of think it's Koopa.
I think if Koopa they don't has have... a shell.
Yeah, I think he's also got, that's the other thing with like in a Kong versus Godzilla fight. It's like Kong doesn't really have like useful arms sometimes. Like it's like Kong has got like these opposable thumbs and all that shit. It's like Koopa's got human hands.
Koopa has human hands, but Koopa has never been depicted as nimble, you know?
Yeah. He breathes fire. Not, I mean, that's also a big deal.
That's all you need, truly. If you got that, you don't need to be able to do a cartwheel. Enough that you can breathe fire.
But I think in this fight, Gorilla Grodd does have mind powers, and I think that wins out. My vote is for Gorilla Grodd.
I think I'm with you, dude. And I think at the end of the day, the reason is Gorilla Grodd has planned for every contingency here, and Gorilla Grodd has that gorilla dexterity. Gorillas are so strong. It's, I still don't think to this day we've seen the full potential of gorillas. And I think if any one of them truly gets mad enough, we should let them play sports.
That's what I think. I think they should be able to play football.
If any one of them decides at any time, any gorilla could decide to karate chop the world in half. And that is a belief that I hold. I just think that the dexterity coupled with that raw power, and if I'm looking at Koopa, he can barely turn that neck. My man's a powerhouse, but it's all about maneuverability. And if you put mind powers inside of an ape that's already so powerful, it's all over. Ding ding ding! Gorilla Grodd takes it.
Gorilla Grodd.
Apes v lizards. Who knew? Honestly, I was thinking Koopa all day.
I'm surprised Gorilla we didn't. Grodd. I'm kind of glad we avoided a simian sweep. I'm glad we got a unintentional reptile victory in there.
Me too. I think maybe we should record a little scuffle where we do a species match just to see the best reptile we can think of versus the best simian we can think of. Maybe we'll go do that right now. But as far as this episode goes, I think that's going to do it. Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in for 100 damn episodes. Thank you so much to our patrons for your continued patronage. And thank you so much to Joe Rogan for Alpha Brain, for giving me the brain of an ape. I can see through walls as long as there's bananas on the other side.
I have an ape's brain and a lizard's penis. And that's why I'm constantly thinking about this kind of fight. And thank you to everybody who congratulated us on the 100 episodes. We've had a nice run.
You freaking sweet peas. And thank you to our producer, Danny. Good luck with this one, Danny. How many times did we say lizard penis? Not enough.
Put him in more. Yeah, put in more lizard penises.
Lizard penis.
Lizard penis.
Lizard penis. Lizard penis.
I think that does it for this particular episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, Sam?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up there. It's all over for Fight Island.